At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Test of Time News.
Episode 506.
Oh, now you know. So Tesla has secured a statewide rideshare permit for their self-driving robotaxis in the state of Texas. This permit was issued by the Texas Department of Licensing and Regulation, and this is for robotaxi operations without safety drivers, and this is valid until August of 2026.
This was confirmed by CNBC and Yahoo Finance. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that Tesla will pull their safety passengers.
And it doesn't necessarily mean that Tesla will start operating in other Texas cities right away, but now they have permission to.
Very exciting.
Let us know down in the comments what city in Texas you think they'll move to next.
Houston.
Okay.
That's my own.
Tesla has posted this video of a Tesla being driven entirely by FSD from San Francisco to Los Angeles. That's 362 miles.
All without the human in the passenger seat needing to touch the steering wheel or pedals.
And you can watch the video to see if they're telling the truth. Elon reposted Tesla's post that 7-hour road trips aren't so bad when your Tesla does all the driving. And John Krause asked, will automatic parking at superchargers soon become a dedicated feature? It only works maybe 1/5 of the time for me.
Elon said, yeah, it will work essentially perfectly with future software updates.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Well, because you probably won't be in the car.
All right. And Elon reposted Tesla Chan's post of Tesla China has posted a video explaining how soundproof the new Model Y is. Oh, that's kind of amazing. I mean, I know they're not on a busy highway there.
Mm-hmm.
It really depends on what the background noise is. But still, there are cars going by and it got down to, what, 36 decibels? That's pretty amazing.
Thank you to UPDF for sponsoring this episode.
So UPDF is an Adobe alternative with an AI twist for reading, annotating, searching, and editing PDFs.
You can convert PDFs across desktop and mobile devices all in one app.
UPDF has unique features like edit, OCR, and AI features like AI summary of long PDFs. You can chat with multiple PDFs and AI paper search.
We were impressed with the optical character recognition in UPDF.
The feature converts scanned documents and images into searchable and editable texts. Like I took a checklist that I had written by hand and I scanned it in and then it made a document so that I could edit it. And that was amazing.
And UPDF supports all platforms, including Windows, Mac, iOS, and Android across devices, with one account usable on 4 devices.
The cost of UPDF is 1/6 of Adobe. You get product updates every month, customer service available 24 hours, 6 days a week, and a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Try the powerful features of UPDF for PDF editing and AI chat with PDFs, suitable for both professionals and individuals.
You can buy the AI-powered UPDF editor with an exclusive discount of 38% off using our link below.
One license can be used on all platforms to edit and sync PDFs.
So Tesla Chan posted this in Tobias Lent's video today. More covered vehicles were found in Giga Berlin.
So comment down below, are these the 6-seater Model Ys?
I think so, and here's why. CarBuzz posted, Tesla Model Y long wheelbase spied testing near Germany's famed racetrack.
Interesting. It looks just like a Model Y, but it's supposedly 6 or 7 inches longer.
Yeah.
So this would mean that the long wheelbase, the 6-seater, what are we going to call it?
6-seater. Let's call it the 6-seater.
The Model YL?
It is the L, yeah.
The Model YL is going to be coming to Europe first?
I think so. Or China first, then Europe. But
Why does Europe get it?
I don't know.
We like SUVs.
It is known.
We like big SUVs here in America.
It is known.
That's true. Green, the white hat hacker, posted, I did not notice it at first, but it looks like Tesla's adding Unreal Engine-based AP Viz. The one you see today is Godot-based. The binaries are already shipping, starting from firmware 2025.20, only on AMD-based S and X cars for now. Time to see if that could be activated somehow.
So what does he mean, AP Viz?
Your visualization in the main screen when you're in autopilot with the blue line.
I see. So you have your car, And then you've got, you know, the blue line. It shows the lanes of traffic. It shows kind of visualizations of different cars.
It's very sparse. Right.
It's like, this is a sedan. It doesn't have the color. It doesn't, you know, and then it's like, this is a truck. And you're like, kind of. It's a school bus, but sure, it's a looks like a semi tractor trailer truck. When we're talking about Unreal Engine, that is a graphics engine.
Right. For you see it all the time in video games. You probably don't even know that that's what's making the video game look like that.
And the latest versions of it are like, you know, the best graphics around.
Right.
So could we be talking about this coming soon?
That's, I think, what it would be. It would be a much more realistic view. It would basically take the camera inputs and just transfer them onto screen. Like if there's a tree there, then there's a tree there.
That's crazy.
I mean, I'm not saying it's coming for sure, but it does look like coming in the S and X might give them like a luxury little tweak that you could do software wise.
So you basically just have a third person view just on your binnacle.
Right.
You'd just be like playing GTA, except you're the guy in the car.
Except when cars drive themselves, you can just look out the window if you want to see that.
Well, not from that perspective. I mean, why would they do that?
I don't know. Wouldn't it take a lot more processing? I don't know. Comment down below.
It'd be cool. I think it would make people feel more comfortable.
Maybe you could have lasers on your car and stuff and start playing a game while the car is driving itself.
That's one idea. I think it would also make people feel more comfortable if the visualization matched up with reality really close. Then people would go like, oh, it understands what's going on. Versus now, like, there's so many videos of people showing like a truck that's like doing this. And right. You're like, that's not what the truck's doing. But do you know what's going on? You're driving the car.
Good point. All right, time for some SpaceX news. And Elon posted Starlink now available in Kazakhstan. Quick, where is Kazakhstan?
It's right like in the middle of Asia.
Yeah, it's huge. It's the world's largest landlocked country, home to about 20 million people. It is larger in land area than all of Western Europe.
Very nice.
And Elon reposted Starlink's post. The two brothers in the Democratic Republic of the Congo are gifting Starlink to local schools. Four schools and nearly 6,000 students now have access to reliable, high-speed internet, unlocking a world of knowledge and possibilities. And again, mainstream media doesn't tell you about that part.
It's crazy to see that screen, the fast.com screen, because I'm like, fast.com, that is what I see on my computer. And then you're like, oh, that's in Africa, and they have the same speed that I do.
Yep.
It's like, oh, that's a change.
Yes. Starlink has introduced a new standby mode.
What's standby mode?
Well, so when you pause your Starlink subscription right now, so let's say you're not going to be using Starlink for a few months and you pause it, you now get standby mode for $5 a month, which comes with unlimited low-speed data, which is about 500 kilobits per second, which Starlink says is perfect for backup connectivity and emergency use.
Okay, so the free pause mode is now a $5 a month standby mode?
Correct. No more free pause mode. So some people...
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
We're upset about that, but others are like, well, it's good because now if I needed it in an emergency, I wouldn't be stuck.
And the other question that I had is, okay, so you paused your subscription, but let's say that you're off in the middle of nowhere with your Starlink and you're like, oh, now I need it. Or
right.
The internet does go down.
You couldn't turn it on.
You couldn't turn it on because the Starlink wasn't communicating. So this is a way for you to basically just turn it back on. That's why it's standby.
Right.
All right, on free.
I got you.
Comment down below whether you like it or hate it. SpaceX posted the first grid fin for the next generation Super Heavy booster. The redesigned grid fins are 50% larger and higher strength, moving from 4 fins to 3 for vehicle control while enabling the booster to descend at higher angles of attack.
And Elon said, can make gigantic waffles too. I really hope that they do.
That would be
so funny.
A giant waffle press as it lands.
It would.
Everybody free waffles!
When the Super Heavy booster comes back down and lands, they should take off the thing and make a giant, even if it doesn't work, just take two of them.
Tesla Diner.
Ooh.
Grid fin.
They make
waffles.
One grid fin waffle a day.
And just and
you
cut
can,
it up.
You can get a piece.
SpaceX also posted they'll also be used for vehicle lift and catch, made possible by a new catch point addition and a lower positioning on the booster to align with the tower catch arms. Moving lower reduces the heat that they receive from Starship's engines at hot staging and places the fin shaft, actuator, and fixed structure inside the booster's main fuel tank.
Elon said, best part is no part.
And then he posted this, Starship version 3. Truthful said something about this area looks so satisfying.
And Elon said major improvement.
And so Andrew McCarthy posted less than 10 days away from flight 10 and Elon reposted it. So I guess that means it's true.
Really exciting, especially the grid fins. I think that when we had seen a lot of the trouble happening in the last few launches, not all of it, obviously, because stuff was happening with Starship, but the grid fins didn't seem like they had enough control. So having bigger control surfaces helps out a lot.
All right, it's time for our Patreon bonus stories. And on Patreon this week, we got so many stories just for our patrons.
And one of them, the new JD Power EV charging survey. Well, you're pretty salty about that one, huh?
Yes, I am. And I'll tell you why on Patreon today.
Support us for as little as a buck a month and get all of our Patreon bonus stories 3 times a week.
Also, don't forget to enter to win the second Tesla wall connector giveaway that we're doing on Patreon. That's going on right now. We'll see you there. All right, we're back from Patreon bonus stories. Time for the Patreon shoutouts. These are the special people that keep us going. Who do we got?
Mark McKinney.
Peter Sifka.
Raymond Cam.
Terry Sullivan.
And Yolanda Campbell.
Thank you, guys. You keep the show on the air. All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the week. And of course, Elon had to start with a scam. Altman lies as easily as he breathes.
Fight Oracle says, what about his sister?
Elon said she was abused by Sam. This is some dark stuff, but if you read about it, you're going to find out it's probably true.
Uh-oh.
Allegedly. Tesla posted POV. You just bought a car that can't drive itself.
What's really ironic is that that picture shows a car that can drive itself.
That's true.
Because a horse has FSD.
Elon said video games will be dynamically generated by Grok in the future. And if you want to know what he's talking about, go on X because there's a million posts of what Grok can draw now. It's amazing. Elon said Apple is the gateway to the internet for half of America. They are making it impossible for any other AI company to succeed by relentlessly promoting OpenAI in every way possible. Elon then said Grok turns an old picture of me from 50 years ago into a video. He had a Doge shirt back then? Chad Cien says, went for a walk with Grok voice mode, asked it about Jurassic Park, got a masterclass on CGI, animatronics, and skin textures, asked Siri to change the song. Here's what I found on the web.
Elon said, turn on Grok voice and it will teach you anything.
Elon reposted this from Tech Dev Notes. Spreadsheets are coming soon to Grok web. I am happy now. Thank you, Grok.
Oh my God, that'll be nice.
You'll just be like, why is TTN not on the air now? It's because Zach is making spreadsheets.
Why is TTN every hour? Oh, because we're so efficient now.
Yashu said, I still find it crazy that Twitter once had over 8,000 employees and now does the same thing with under 3,000, all while all the naysayers said the website was going to die.
Elon said, 1,200.
Wow.
Less than half of the lower number that Yashu said.
Roman says, if you live your whole life in DC, your chance of being murdered is only 2%.
Elon said, dang.
All right, it's time for community mail time. Community mail time. Remember to send us your stories and photos to hello@nowyouknowchannel.com. What do we got today?
Michael sent us this picture of a Model 3 that he hopes will last as long as that Austin Ruby 7 behind it.
Oh, wow.
That's an old one.
I mean, you've got an old one. You've got a 7-year-old Model 3 and it drives great.
Right. It's true. It's still, it kind of drives itself too. And you know, we're coming up with an episode where I make it look a whole lot newer.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Yuri spotted this Audi e-tron GT. That's a rarity.
Yes. Aku in Finland just test drove a Ford Capri. I didn't know that they made those.
Yes, he did. We reported on it. It's just there's not a lot of them.
Well, and why don't they make them here?
Francis spotted this dope Cybertruck, Department of Painting Efficiency.
Dope. Yeah, and we've gotten so many pictures of this one.
That's true.
But, I mean, That's called good advertising. And Wally spotted this red Cybertruck.
But maybe it was Dave on his road trip down to Key West. All right, time for Supercharger reviews. This is where you guys go out and tell us what's going on in the world of supercharging.
Hi, Zach and Jesse. This is Scott reporting in from the Tesla Supercharger installation at the Charlton Westbound Service Plaza on the Massachusetts Turnpike, Interstate 90. There are 8 Version 3 superchargers, very busy location. There is also, if I spin around here, Service Plaza has lots of the usual suspects for fast food and bathrooms, 24 hours a day. Because of the bathrooms, I'm gonna give this one a 7 out of 10. Now you know.
Hi, Zach and Jesse. George and Cindy here. We like to call ourselves GNC. Get it? Ha ha. Well, we are at Saco, Maine. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 supercharger stall, 250 kilowatts. Pretty new last couple of months. We give it a 6.5 out of 10 because at night there is nowhere to use a restroom. The gas station across the street is closed. There's a VIP around. There's a Hannaford grocery store during the day.
Dairy Queen across the street.
Yeah, Dairy Queen probably about a block away. It's a Wendy's in the parking lot. A McDonald's like a block away. Little Caesars. And there is a salon, nail salon, which you can get your nails done if you want to. And then there is right off the highway here, off of 95 to 195 going to Old Orchard Beach. And there's a bank in there, and then there's a walking path, and there's plenty of grass over there for your dogs and it's not trailer friendly. Thanks, Zach and Jesse, for all you do. We love watching the show, and now you know.
Thank you so much for doing Supercharger reviews. We have a map on our website where you can view all the Supercharger reviews and upload your own. So if you have Supercharger reviews, go over to our website and upload them there. Don't send them to me on email because I don't have enough time to upload them all.
Thanks everybody for joining us today.
We'll see you again on Sunday.
Now you know.